Nolte, America ranks dead last among 46 countries in media trust. By John Nolte on June 24, 2021. Among 46 countries worldwide, America's trust in its media ranks dead last, with just 29%. We're winning. Teehee. This is the best news I've heard all year. Why, I think my life's work might just be done. The United States ranks last in media trust, at 29%, among 92,000 news consumers surveyed in 46 countries. A report released Wednesday found, reports the far-left pointer. That's worse than Poland, worse than the Philippines, worse than Peru. It gets better. Get a load of this. In the wake of the China flu, some improvement in media trust was found in nearly all the countries surveyed, but not in the US, where the low rating was flat year to year. Yeah, well, that might be because the American media serially lied throughout the Wuhan flu crisis. Wait, it gets better still. One of the report's authors actually believes the American media can increase public trust by engaging in even more racial pandering. You know, because there's not enough of that already. Many Americans do not feel that news organizations are covering people like them fairly. And those who say the news media are treating them less fairly are less likely to trust the news. This includes, for example, younger people, young women. In particular, Black Americans and Hispanic Americans. More inclusive treatment of their concerns will help, he said, with the qualifier that change in trust will take a while given how long these groups have felt left out. But the political right has tossed this bone. Political partisans, especially on the right, trust the news much less and also do not feel news organizations cover their views fairly. News media may be able to respond to this concern. What's especially breathtaking about the analysis of this survey is what's missing. No one has the moral courage to state the obvious, which is maybe the American media should stop lying about everything all the time. The bias bad enough, but that's not our media's primary problem. Our media's biggest problem is that they're a bunch of godforsaken serial liars. Just off the top of my head. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. The Covington KK kids hoax. Hands up, don't shoot. George Zimmerman. The Russia collusion hoax. The clearing of Lafayette Square hoax. The lab leak theory has been debunked hoax. The Russians are behind Hunter's laptop hoax. The Russian bounty hoax. The Capitol police officer killed with the fire extinguisher hoax. The very fine people hoax. And on and on and on. The corporate media's lying is so relentless, so shameless, and so predictable, no one believes anything they report anymore, nor should they. Well, that's not entirely true. Somehow, 29% of Americans still trust our media, but my guess is that you can still smell the paste on their breath. It's not just this humiliating 29% number that's wonderful good news. It's also the comparison to other countries. The media in Finland, Denmark, Norway, Ireland, Germany, Switzerland, Portugal, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, and Brazil all enjoy trust levels with their public of over 50%. Canada's at 45%. Even the UK hits 36%. What's more, every country in Eastern Europe tops the American media. Poland, 48%, Romania, 42%, Bulgaria, 32%, Slovakia, 30%, and Hungary, 30%. The life-affirming results of this poll are also a credit to the rise of new media. We have done a tremendous job, not only of exposing the dominant media as liars and hacks, but burrowing so far under the corporate media's skin. They've been forced to come out of the left-wing closet as childish trolls willing to tell absurd lies to outrage their enemies on the political right. The media are burning themselves down, and it is glorious to behold. But here's the best news. The fewer Americans who trust the media, the less moral authority the media have and the less influence. And that's always been the fight. No one ever believed Kunlao, NBC, or the New York Times could be shamed into fixing their ethical problems or would someday disappear. No, the goal was always to expose their lies by telling the truth, which would, in turn, undermine their ability to shape public opinion. Well, 71% of that goal has been achieved, which is not only remarkable, but good for America and even better for democracy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.